feel like there's more to prepare for against them than maybe your average opponent, and maybe there's more that you haven't seen from them in a given game that maybe than with your average opponent?
Well, I think, you know, New England has been a really a highly efficient offense, you know, for a number of years. And one of the great things they do, you know, is that, you know, you hear the phrase all the time, but game plan specific. They can kind of morph in and out of things, I think, as well as anybody in the league. So you really have, you know, a menu of things that they could do to you. And you kind of have to choose. You obviously, you don't have very long to practice anymore in these times. So you try to figure out what you think they might do based on things that have worked against you, things they've done. But in the end, you know, you have to rely on your fundamentals. You got to rely on the core principles of your defense, and then adjust as the game goes along, which is really not much different than any game. They just probably take it to a higher level, I think, you know, and you have to give them a lot of credit because they've done that, like I say, for a number of years, as well as anybody in our league. And they make it challenging. But I think in the end, you got to make sure you play good football, cleats in the ground, ready to roll and go forward, and know you got to adjust sometimes. You know, there's a lot of ebb and flow in these games, and you just got to figure out on the run what's happening to you.
You feel like in last year's game against them, you guys game plan and executed the game plan about as well as you can reasonably do against those guys?
Well, I think every game is different, and you know, like from any previous game, the things you want to take, regardless if you're playing New England or anybody else, is you want to be able to look at it, like I always tell you, honestly, and say, hey, these are things we did well, these were things we didn't do well. Some of them didn't hurt us, but they could hurt us in the future, and that's when I think your team can see that. That's when you got a chance to keep improving. So I don't really know that. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that happened in that game. And every game is so unique to itself, you know, the circumstances that happen, the things that surround every series. So I think you have to be a little careful just saying, hey, that game was this, you know, the game was this because of a lot of factors, you know, and that's the challenge of any game is you got to adjust to what's happening, not only on your side, but all the sides of the game, you know, and that's one of the strengths New England has. They do a great job of that, I think.
What capability did that give your defense and maybe you didn't have?
Well, I just think Sean's a really good football player. You know, he's played well for us, so I think he provided us a veteran presence, you know. At the same time, Marcus was developing, you know, so I think those two things coming together, you know, really helped us, and of course it was offset, you know, a little bit by the loss of Philip Gaines in there, but I thought, you know, he came back and he and Marcus have played you know, really, really steady, good, solid football for most of the season, so that was a big help to us, there's no question.
Bob, you always talk about affecting the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you do that with a guy that gets rid of the football so quick? It's
really hard. I mean, you know, one, he's, you know, he's one of those guys that is, you know, brilliant on the field. He knows what to do with the football. You're not going to trick Tom Brady very many times, you know. So you just try to maybe cause a little confusion in his mind, and that's very hard to do because he's seen every single thing you can you do, you know, unless you guys got something that we don't have yet, but he's you know, he's a really challenging guy, so you just try to make it as difficult for him as you possibly can, but in the end, all these things happening, the only thing I think you have to fall back on is you have to be able to play fast, you got to be able to stick your feet in the ground, you got to be able to plant, drive, and go, so you try to eliminate as many of the concerns that you think you might have and just say, hey, fellas, we've been doing this for however many weeks. You know what we're doing. You know how we do it. And let's make sure that in the end we play the way we want to play, you know. And you can only take that so far on defense because you got to adjust somewhat to what they do. But that's an important point, I think, is that you want to play fast and hard and go. They're going to make some plays. Every team does. And it's really how you handle those swings, I think, particularly on the road, and go, and particularly on defense. That's when the crowd really gets rolling. So, you know, we got to do a great job of that.
Can you put your finger on why Andy has been so successful in the postseason over his career? I think he's got 11 career wins now.
I've only been there for one of them, so I probably couldn't give you a lot of insight into that. I mean, I think Coach Reed is an excellent coach. One of the great things in my view of him is that he has a great feel about our team. He has a great pulse on our team, and he kind of knows what to do, you know, back off, increase, whatever it is. And I think that's part of his makeup. It's probably part of, you know, the number of games he's been in, whether postseason or not. But he's got a great feel, as good as anybody I've been around. And so I think that's it. And I think he's got a great way to keep the team on the tracks.
Does he change from the postseason, from the regular season?
No, I don't think. I think that's one of his beauty. He is the same guy. The message is always the same. He's always got energy with it. He's got excitement with it, and I think the players respond because there's no gamemanship, you know, in how he does it. It's just, hey, fellas, this is what we got to do. This is where we're at. This is what we could do if we really play this thing out the way we want to, and go like that. So I think that, you know, anytime you're in a leadership position, I think the number one thing you have to have from the people that are following you is trust. And without trust, it's hard to lead, you know. And people, there's rank and file. You're going to say yes and do it. But if you want to really follow somebody, you got to trust them. And I think our team and our coaches trust Andy.
When you're a head coach, as you well know, you have a lot of bogeys on your radar screen, so to speak. But that ability to have the pulse of the team, how tough is that to develop?
I think a little of it is innate. You know, I think it's just, you know, people, some people have that, other people don't. Doesn't mean they're not good coaches, but I think you know, to me, this is still a people's game, and you want to keep track of your people, you know, and you want to understand the people around you. And I think Andy does a great job of that. He's just got a great feel for that, and so that's a real plus, I think, for us.
It's a different challenge, obviously. Mm-hmm. Travis Kelce a statement game. Do you sense any extra juice from your guys about this game?
No, I mean, I think it's just, I don't know if there's any more juice. You know, you get to advance. That you know, that makes it more exciting, I think. You know, last week was as big a game as you could be in, you know, and we're in those true, you know, to coin the phrase, those one-game seasons, you know. And so all your emotions and all your energies are here. There's nothing looking past or backwards. So I think that brings out a lot from everybody, you know, just know, hey, this is what we're down. We're down to these 60 minutes, this many plays. And, you know, it's one of those games where, you know, you need every player, every play. That's what it comes down to.
Doug Peterson's increasingly called plays during games. I'm sure he does in the practice as well. What kind of challenges does he present when you're going up against him as a play caller?
Well, I couldn't answer that because we don't practice against each other, so that'd be hard for me to answer, you know.